This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and Morning Edition continues with this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Summer is drawing to a close, and perhaps you have that one last weekend getaway planned to the shorelines of the Great Lakes, or up to the cabin in the woods up north. It certainly sounds like a good time to me. But if you're going, we want you to be careful, because there is the potential you'll bring something back unwanted. Lyme disease is on the uptick in Washtenaw County. Despite the fact we know of no recent cases of actual infection taking place here at home, that means we're catching it on visits elsewhere and bringing it home. Laura Bauman is Washtenaw County Public Health Epidemiologist, and she's our guest today on Issues of the Environment, and good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
Now, I certainly don't want to be alarmist and make anybody nervous. We're not talking about any kind of massive outbreak of Lyme disease in Washtenaw County. In fact, all told, very few residents have been diagnosed in recent years, correct?
That's right. We've had few cases in the county, and all of the cases that we've followed up on have been infected elsewhere.
So if we're not catching it here at home, do we have data that indicates the most likely places where the infections are taking place?
We do. Typically, we have residents who travel all over the country, certainly and all over the world, and the East Coast is a popular place, certainly, to catch it. Also, Wisconsin and Minnesota are other places in the Midwest that have a lot more Lyme disease than we do. But recently, we've seen more cases from here in Michigan, particularly along the Lake Michigan lakeshore.
And what about those environmental conditions makes it ripe for the kind of tick that will give us Lyme disease?
Well, what's been going on in Michigan, just to be clear, in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, in Menominee County and other areas, they have had Lyme disease for decades. So that is not new to the Upper Peninsula. What's new in the last few years is there seems to be the tick that carries Lyme disease has moved in from the south, from Indiana, and then up along the Lake Michigan lakeshore, and the conditions seem to be just right for that to spread.
Are we going to have to adapt here in Washtenaw County to the possibility of an influx of the kind of ticks that cause Lyme disease?
Well, we certainly are watching for it, and at this point, what we're seeing is that the Lyme risk and the kind of the conditions are heading east off the Lake Michigan lakeshore, so kind of as far east as Kalamazoo County. But we're watching closely because I do think we have the conditions certainly here in Washtenaw County that if the ticks come in greater numbers and if they're infected with Lyme disease, that we could have more issues here at home.
What exactly is the tick that is causing Lyme disease?
The tick that carries Lyme disease is called the black-legged tick, or the Latin name Ixodes scapularis, if you want to get fancy. And it's a very small tick, which makes it particularly challenging to find, especially when it's in its lymphal or larval stage. It's about the size of a poppy seed, so it's very
yeah.
small. But the ticks that we more commonly hear about, for instance, this spring, we got lots of calls from parents and educators and other people about finding ticks on kids and dogs, and those are much more typically dog ticks. And so those are bigger, easier to see, just as creepy, but they are easier to see and fortunately rarely carry any kind of disease.
Is the Lyme disease inherent in the DNA of ticks, or are they picking it up from other animals upon which they feed?
No, they pick it up and carry it. The host of the Lyme disease is both small rodents, chipmunks and mice, I believe, but then also deer. And so there's kind of a cycle between these smaller mammals, deer, and the ticks that cycles through.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking Lyme disease with Washtenaw County Public Health Epidemiologist Laura Bauman this morning. We've been discussing the fact that more cases of the illness have been reported in Washtenaw County, even though there are no confirmed cases of actual infection taking place within the county borders. And again, I do want to stress the number of reported cases is quite low in the county. I'm sure that's of no comfort to anyone who has actually contracted the illness. Laura, what are the symptoms I should be aware of in case I've contracted it?
Sure. Some of the early symptoms, you might have a fever, you might have achy joints. About 60 to 70% of people who are infected with Lyme get the classic bullseye rash, so a big circular rash that is kind of more clear in the center. And so those are some early symptoms that could be seen. And the important thing is that early detection of Lyme disease is key so that you can take the antibiotics to treat it.
Do most people with the disease report they didn't even know they'd been in contact with a tick at all? Because my perception had always been that ticks are rather gluttonous and they'll stay attached to a host to the bursting point. You might actually notice.
Sure. So again, as I mentioned earlier, the deer tick is quite small. And so it can go undetected for quite a while. And in fact, one of the cases we had here in the county and in the last couple years, this woman had been visiting over near Lake Michigan, but then the next week had been to have a massage, and somebody had been checking her back, and there was the tick attached to her back, and she wasn't aware of it. And it was still quite small, but it had been attached, and she was diagnosed with Lyme disease and treated. But that's the thing that's challenging is that they are small, but you can see them, and to remove them before they've been attached, more than 24 hours is really important.
And you and I both know people that have had Lyme disease that obviously went undiagnosed for a greater period of time, and it can become debilitating if untreated.
That's right, and that's what we sometimes, some of the cases that are reported to the health department are in individuals who have been suffering for quite a long time, and when it goes undiagnosed or diagnosed late, it can be much more difficult to treat.
What are my best protections against ever contracting Lyme disease in the first place?
I mean, the first thing is to be aware of where in the state and where, certainly if you're visiting outside of Michigan, what areas are known to have Lyme. And then just some good precautions can really help out a lot. Certainly in areas that are known to have Lyme, that you wear closed-toed shoes so they can't attach to your feet. They suggest even tucking in your pants to your socks, wearing lighter colored clothes, because then if the tick is crawling, it's easier to spot on lighter colored clothes. Also using DEET on clothing or exposed skin, 20 to 30% DEET is effective as well.
But we don't really recommend DEET for children, do we?
Well, DEET is safe in kids above the age of, I believe, 6 months. So that is definitely an option, and certainly not only for Lyme disease, but at this time of the year, coming off some of our other vector-borne diseases, such as West Nile. So DEET certainly is an option.
Well, with all of the deer issues that have been cropping up in and around Ann Arbor and our continuing encroachment on the habitat of other wildlife, we should become more cognizant right here at home about taking precautions, even though we know these particular ticks have not yet arrived, correct?
Yes, and I want to be clear, it's very possible that we have some of these ticks in the area. They just have not, I haven't had a report of them, but I'm looking forward to hearing from the State Health Department has done a big tick survey this summer where they've gone out to many areas of the state to actually look for ticks, which doesn't sound like fun to me, but that's somebody gets to do that job. And so they're actively looking to see what type of ticks are in the different parts of the state. And then if they find any of the black-legged ticks, also known as the deer tick, they will test them for Lyme to see. Because, again, you need both things. You could have the black-legged tick, but if it's not infected with Lyme, then our risk clearly is quite low.
So there's more good news there in the fact that because this data is being collected, we're going to know a lot more a year from today than we do today.
Absolutely. And it's a constantly evolving, we're looking at it from many different ways because certainly we want to know our risk. I have a 5-year-old. I want to know when I go out hiking in the woods with her, what do I need to be watching for and thinking about?
Laura, thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That is Laura Bauman. She is Washtenaw County's public health epidemiologist. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly segment, and it's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. You hear it each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.